Start the recording.
All right. Seeing as it is 4:01 and we have quorum plus one. I see Jim logging on as well.
Serena's coming in.
I'll give folks a second to settle in.
Jay, I'm gonna stay off camera. I'm driving, so.
Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Commission on Equitable Housing and Development's meeting today at 4:02 p.m. The Commission on Equitable Housing and Development meeting has now commenced. It is April 2nd at 4:02 p.m. This is a virtual meeting, and we ask that you mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed using the call-in number to unmute to speak, dial star six on your phone, and please only use the chat function to request to speak. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio. And with that, I will do the roll call. Maggie Amato-Tellez.
Present.
Mindy Bernstein.
Present.
Vicky Cosino, I believe she is absent today. Logan Havens, I didn't see Logan log on. Is Logan here?
No, he's not.
Okay. Serena Wadake,
Present.
Lori Meserbo,
Present.
Ann Miskey,
Present.
Robert Ojeda,
Present.
Tisha Tallman.
Here.
Alan Solot, I believe, is absent today. Jim Toful.
Here.
Kenny Wong. Did Kenny ever join us?
No, he's not on yet.
Not yet. Okay. And then Jay Young, that is me. And then, so we do have a quorum today. And the ex officio members, Ann Janeka.
Here. Sorry, couldn't unmute.
That's okay. Corin Manning. Marcos Ismail and Michael Edmonds.
I am present.
Okay. Have the March meeting minutes gone out and been reviewed by everyone or those that want to review them? Are there any changes or updates that need to be made? If there are, come off mute and let us know. If not, I would take a motion to approve the March meeting minutes.
I second that motion.
How about Mindy, would you make the motion?
Oh, I make a motion to approve the minutes from March 12th.
March. Thank you, Mindy. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All those opposed, oh, sorry. All those opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Okay, the meeting minutes for March are approved. And with that, I would just like to do a quick review of the agenda today. We're going to continue with our normal business call to the audience, city and county updates. And then from there, we're going to spend 60 minutes or so establishing our subcommittees, the titles, and the meeting times. If you recall, we had thought about doing that between last meeting and this meeting, but just decided that it would be better to do that during the meeting today. So we're going to break out into two rooms to do that. When we get there, I'll explain more. And then after that, we're going to spend about 30 minutes discussing our scope of work. Again, I know we've been talking about this, but just want to spend some time as a group solidifying that going forward for the next several months. And then next steps and adjournment. So really just kind of two major pieces of business today. So that is what we are up to. Any questions or concerns before I move on down the agenda? All right. With that, I will move on to the call to the audience. And the call to the audience is limited to 3 minutes per speaker and a total of 10 minutes. All speakers must share their name to be recorded in the meeting minutes. And with that, I will see if there is anybody in the audience that wants to speak before I go into some of the rules. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak?
There's no one, Jay.
All righty. With that, we will move along to the city and county updates. HCD is up first. Anne. Oh.
Thanks. Thank you,
Hold
Jay.
on. Before you go, Anne, I saw Mindy, you got your hand up.
Yes, I do. I just looked at the minutes and I was present at our last meeting, I believe.
Okay.
Not hearing the list. The
Since we
minutes.
just approved the minutes, what should we do about that? Do we need to, can we just add her and move on, or do we need to make a
We
motion?
can correct that and when we send them.
Okay,
Thank you.
perfect. Thanks, Mindy.
Thank you.
All right, Anne, go ahead. You're up.
Okay, couple City of Tucson housing related things. One, I just put in the chat information on upcoming Safe City forums. So the Tucson Safe City Initiative is really focused on improving community safety, quality of life by looking at aligning homelessness response, mental health, and substance use support, violence prevention, courts, and public safety partners. Yes, I just read that from the forum website. So I bring it up as they start next week, Monday, down at the El Pueblo Activity Center, which is in Ward 5 and also encompassing Ward 1. And then I put that in the chat. If you're interested in attending, I do think having participated in many of these at the city, having folks who understand the complexity of these issues is really helpful. So I wanted to make sure you're aware of that. Also wanted to share that next week's mayor and council is going to be quite busy. So HCD has a few items. One is an update on the 29th Street Thrive Zones. So this is a big effort of HCD, and we've been working in the 29th Street area on kind of three areas per the Thrive model: housing, neighborhood improvements, and services. And so we've been engaging folks for quite a while. We will be asking mayor and council to approve three action activities. We had released a request for projects from community partners to carry out some work in the Thrive Zone. One of them in particular, I wanted to make sure you all know, as it's been a topic of conversation, but it is legal representation trying to help renters in the Thrive Zone. So that is one of the projects that we will be asking mayor and council to approve. A second study session item that is really related to the work we do is a prosperity initiative update. So we've ourselves and Pima County has come to you several times talking about the prosperity initiative, which is about trying to reduce intergenerational poverty. And so we will be providing an update to mayor and council next week. Third item is related again to the Safe City Initiative, but really is, and it will be talked about during the Safe City study session item, but it is following up on the housing and homelessness emergency. So I mentioned last time we were drafting policy guidelines. If nonprofits or faith-based groups want to set up their own safe outdoor space similar to Star Village, or a safe parking space where folks could stay overnight in their vehicles or RVs. And so I will be presenting that to mayor and council next week. So Those are the HCD updates. Happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Anne. Any questions?
I do have one more.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Always invite you all. So we did financially close on Amazon Flats since we last met. That is another affordable housing project. That one is 59 units for one bedroom units. That's really for Tucson House replacement sites and or permanent supportive housing. And so just know you all on the commission are always invited to our events. We will have that groundbreaking on Friday, April 17th. Okay, now I'm really done.
Cool. Thanks, Anne. Any questions for Anne? Okay, next up is PDSD. Is there anybody here from PDSD for updates?
Hello, yes, have some quick updates from PDSD. One is, as you may know, our middle housing regulations went into effect at the beginning of this year, citywide. We're holding a series of training with support from the Commission on Housing and Equitable Development. And we're holding a series of trainings on how to use the new middle housing regulations. We held a training today, and it was at capacity. We had 40 people really interested in learning more about how to build middle housing. And we're doing a virtual meeting next week as well. No cap on registration for that. So please spread the word about that or attend if you're interested. I can share information about that training. And we're also working on, along the lines of middle housing, we're also planning to do a middle housing model plan design competition in the next few months. Similar to the Casita model plan design competition that we did about 3 years ago. So that more information to come on that. We're also working on a code update that will include a few items to make it easier to build housing, and including one element that will be to allow a middle housing subdivision process so that we can build more middle housing using an ownership model so that lots can be subdivided into smaller lots for purchase. So that's a code change that we're working on now. We do expect to do some public outreach in the next month or so on that. So we'll share information about those public meetings as soon as they are scheduled.
Thanks, Corin. Quick question. The middle housing workshop that you just had and the one coming up that's going to be virtual, are those recorded and available?
Yes, so we're planning to record the virtual meeting and then make that available on our website so folks can refer to that moving forward.
Thanks. Any other questions for Corin? Okay, next up for updates is Pima County. Any other Pima County updates? Anybody here from Pima County?
Jay, no one from the county is here. However, Sophia Blue sent me some items, and I'm going to put them in the chat.
Okay.
And just a quick update from her. So they're in the chat.
Okay. I'm going to read those off real quick just so
Okay.
that everybody can hear them. Okay, so Pima County, this is it, reading straight from the chat, y'all, so you can look in the chat there and see. But Pima County 10-year regional housing strategy and funding plan post-adoption next steps. One is we are preparing a summary to send out to stakeholders, including city and town managers. We will also be posting the summary along with the adopted plan to our website. Next, we'll be developing a year one action plan over the next few months, with year one starting July 1st. Next is hiring a planner position to coordinate implementation across county departments and across cities and towns. Next is County Development Services is reviewing comments by Southern Arizona Home Builders Association and Tucson Association of Realtors to inform their side of the year one action plan. And then the last bullet point is County Development Services is already pursuing a number of zoning code text amendments to continue to encourage more housing developments and types of housing. So That is the Pima County update, and I would take questions, but I wouldn't know how to answer them, so I'm not taking questions. So, with that, we will move on to our next order of business on the agenda, which is the main chunk of our meeting today, which is establishing subcommittees, titles, meeting, and meeting times. And the purpose is continued discussion from last month's meeting on the creation of two new subcommittees, one that will deal with public affairs, advocacy, and communications, and the second dealing with development and housing market conditions. Commissioners, depending on their interest, will break into two virtual discussion groups, during which time commissioners will formalize the subcommittee's names, monthly meeting times, and decide on a chairperson. So, as I mentioned, we're going to break out into two rooms, and I think with that, I could use a little bit of guidance on logistics from staff.
Okay, Jay, so I'm going to open up two rooms and commissioners can join either the advocacy room or the development room. And these are just working titles, but they closely resemble to what was discussed at the last meeting. Stacy, if you'll join the advocacy room, and Ben, will you, if you join the development room, we're going to record the discussion in both rooms so we can have it on the record. And there is no time limit other than what we talked about, right? 60 minutes. So
Yeah.
again, they're unassigned, and you can join whatever rooms you want.
Okay, that's great. So before we do that, I just want to a couple of things. I agreed to be the temporary chair of the development subcommittee, and I believe Ann Miske agreed to be the chair for a day for advocacy, unless she gets voted in otherwise as a permanent chair. We will be leading the discussions, and so I think, just I don't know if it's it, can we see in can everybody see in their agenda the things that we're wanting to get done? The couple of things that's formalize the names, establish monthly meeting times, and decide on a chairperson. And I think also, we want to talk about what we want to accomplish in the subcommittees, because we do have, an hour to do it. If we need the full hour, great. If we don't, that's fine as well. So again, that's what we're doing. Before we break out, are there any questions, concerns, comments before we get started? Is everybody clear on what we're doing? All right. I see some nodding heads and I don't hear anybody.
My only question is, could you restate the name of the two subcommittees again?
The first one is advocacy, and this is just like a placeholder name. One is about the advocacy and communications, and the other one is about more about like development, I guess is kind of what we where we landed. So those are the two kind of working titles at this point.
Thank you.
Any other questions before we get started? Does everybody have an idea of which one they're wanting to join? I know that we kind of went over that before, but so with that, I think if there are no more questions at this point, I think we can go ahead and open up the rooms if everybody's ready. I'm assuming something will pop up here shortly.
Do they not appear on their screens?
I don't see anything on mine yet.
Because some people are joining advocacy, Laurie and Stacy.
Mine said join a group and I clicked on it, but then nothing happened.
Oh.
Nothing came up for me, and then I clicked the three dots that say more, and there's a small icon that lets me join a breakout room.
Okay. There
Let's
you go.
see
Thank you.
rooms. Thank you.
So
Got it.
since
Where are the three? Oh, the three
So
dots.
down on the bottom, there's a circle with the three dots, ellipse.
So does it, do you go to transfer to a room, join breakout room? Is you hit that? Oh yeah, that's what you do.
I don't see one either, but maybe because I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I don't see one.
You don't.
You said there are three dots down at the bottom of the screen. Let's
Yeah,
see.
I just hit those three and there is a breakout room square that one is advocacy, one is development, and I joined, tried to join the advocacy, but my number came up, but it didn't. Oh, you just have to push it and then see.
People are joining the rooms.
Yeah, I still don't see where to do that.
Okay.
I can't either.
Roberto, might be
Oh,
because you're on a phone.
here we go. Been invited.
Roberto, I'll try to assign you to one. Which one would you like to join?
Advocacy, please.
Okay,
Thank
then.
you.
Okay.
Neto, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm still with you.
I can see. Do you want to be assigned to a room?
Yeah, advocacy, please.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Austin. This is Neto Portillo.
Neto.
Austin, can you hear me?
Great.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm well. Good to hear from you.
They hear from me?
So, Austin, the commissioners and others have broken into two breakout rooms
Yeah.
to start forming new subcommittees. One is
Awesome.
called advocacy, and the other one, and that's going to deal with communications, public affairs, and advocacy, and the other one is called development.
Okay.
Would you care to join one of the rooms?
Well, my colleague Joanna was also joining with me. She's the Southwest region. She might be trying to get in right
She's
now.
coming. She's coming in.
Okay, because I'd rather decide that with her. So, because
Okay.
I'm
Okay. She's in.
all right.
Joanna, hi. This is Ernesto Portillo from HCD. Welcome to the commission meeting. If you can unmute yourself.
Hello. Great to see you.
Yeah, likewise. There you are. Hi, Joanna.
Netho was just explaining to me what's going on.
Joanna, the commissioners have broken into two working group breakout rooms. They're forming two new subcommittees. One is called Development, and it's a working title, Development. The other one is Advocacy and Communications. I'd be happy to assign you to a room if you want to jump into one. Or you can jump in and then jump out and go into the other one.
I mean, I thought this was going to be a webinar, so
Well, what
I was like,
happened,
no.
yeah, what happened, Joanna and Austin, is that yes, we do webinars, but because we planned the breakout rooms, webinars does not allow
That makes
recording
sense.
of the breakout rooms.
Yeah.
So we had to go to the meeting.
Okay, that totally makes sense. That's so funny. Yeah.
The technology, what can I say?
I
It
know.
doesn't meet our needs. Would you like me to assign you to one, or?
Do you have a preference, Donna?
No, I think I'd love to hear what's going on. Either one sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay. Austin, you want to go into one, the other one that?
Sure.
So I'll put Johanna in advocacy, and then I'll come back, Austin, and put you in development.
Sounds
Good to see
good.
you. Oops, what did I do?
Oh, you're inviting me. You want me to go to advocacy?
I'm sorry, that was a mistake.
That's
But
okay.
yeah. Do you want to do?
I said no. I said no, though.
Right. Okay,
I
so
clicked no.
all right, good. So Joanna, I'm gonna send you to advocacy.
Okay, thank you so much.
And Austin, you're still not in the room, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, let me try to see if I can get you into a room.
Oh, I can click join a breakout room and I can just join
Oh,
one.
yeah, you can just join. Duh.
I'll make you do all the work. Not though I could do
It's
it.
all right. That's what they pay me the big bucks for. So
Somebody, not me.
good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Or was it the other way around? Is it
Roberto, you were in advocacy?
Neto, can you send me back to advocacy? I've switched over to my laptop.
Sí, ya veo. Muy
Thank
bien.
you.
Ahí te va.
And I don't have it in front. I wish I.
Hey, John.
Hey, Nato.
So the commissioners are in breakout rooms, talking about the creation of two new subcommittees, and so they're supposed to be setting the new times and just developing the scope of work. You want to jump into one, or
No,
just skip
that's
out?
fine. Yeah, I can just skip it.
Skip out.
Yeah, I'm fine to just tried to join and saw that there were issues and then got into something and then I checked back and I'm like, oh, there's a new thing. So
Oh, you there was we had I had to create a new meeting link because webinar does not allow breakout rooms to be recorded.
oh, okay.
The meeting the Zoom meeting does allow
Oh,
breakouts, so
got you.
you had an old
Yeah,
link
I
there.
did. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll go relax.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
I'm off tomorrow, so I'll see you Monday.
All right. See ya. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye.
No.
Since it does not look like the other folks are back, I'm going to.
They're almost finished.
Okay, I'm going to step away for just 2 seconds.
We'll give you three.
Neto, I'm curious if you heard from the other group, curious how they're progressing timeline-wise.
Ben, did you just ask me something? I was stepped away for 2 seconds.
No, I was asking Neto. I was curious if the other group has they very well may still be working and want to give them that time. We're just checking in to see if you had heard from them. But I can shoot them a message.
Right before I stepped away, he said that they were almost done, whatever that means.
Perfect.
I put him in the no escape room. I'm sorry. That's a joke.
I laughed because you couldn't hear me.
I saw
I was
that.
laughing behind my mute button.
Okay, good. Huh. Okay, they're coming out.
Looks like they escaped.
I know they escaped.
Is everyone back?
It does look that way. I'm going to close the rooms.
We're all back.
Okay, so why don't we do a quick report out about what happened in our subcommittees, and then we can move on and talk about the our scope of work as a full commission going forward. So I can get us started. We had a great discussion. I think the kind of punchline for me was that the idea around development still really held our attention, and something that we want to dive into. And we talked about getting more affordable housing development in Tucson, as well as just kind of barriers to development more generally. And we talked about the ongoing impact of homelessness, and that's still obviously an ongoing issue that continues to need our attention. We landed on the name Housing Innovation and Development, and Serena agreed to be the chair, and we are going to be meeting the second Tuesday of the month from noon to 1:30. Would anybody else that was in our subcommittee like to add anything to that? Okay, Anne?
Sorry, had trouble unmuting. Thank you so much. We had a really wonderful conversation. We talked about a lot of different things. Really, we ended up naming our committee Community Engagement and Collaboration. So really the idea of how do we better collaborate and work with our community. And I think we talked about not just our local Tucson committee, but innovation also came up with us, the idea of learning from other communities and being able to share innovative practices around housing and around issues around homelessness, housing insecurity, those kinds of things. We talked a lot about the issue of advocacy and sort of what is our role in advocacy. And I think community engagement and education are part of advocacy. We also talked a little bit about is there information we can pass on to city and council about what is going on around the country around advocacy efforts. So not that we would directly do political advocacy, but rather really engage with and inform kind of what are some of the things that are going around. We talked a lot about the issue of stigma. And again, that our role can be really around community, engaging the community, educating the community around these are, our fellow citizens, our fellow community members, and what they're dealing with, and really destigmatize some of the things that they're going with. So lots more. It was a great conversation. I think we need to probably pare it down a little bit, but it was a great start. And we are meeting on the third Thursday of each month from 1 to 2:30, and I will be chairing. I have the privilege of chairing.
Awesome.
Anything else from any of my group before I? Thank you.
Great job, everybody. Yeah, we had a great discussion in our group as well, and I think we could have kept going for a long time. So that's great. And I would just say the other thing that came to my mind that we talked a little bit about, during our meeting is, how there's only so much that the city can do around development. There are a lot of forces that are much larger and outside of the city, and the need to get that message out and to have advocacy around, like at the state level, that came up quite a bit. So, maybe there's some ways that the two subcommittees can kind of work together and cross-pollinate and think about, all of the different ways that we can advocate for, housing in Tucson and all of its forms. So, I'm excited about the direction of the two subcommittees. Neto, I see your hand up.
Yes, thank you, commissioners. Thank you, Jay. Do the subcommittees intend to start meeting this month or next month?
We decided to start that we're going to start this month.
This month.
So it'd be the 14th, if I remember correctly, for us.
And
We didn't discuss it. I'm just going to look at the calendar real quick because let's see. The third Thursday is the 16th. Is everybody on my committee okay with the 16th? Any objections to that? Okay, we'll say the 16th then.
of April.
And it's 1 to 2:30.
Great. You good, Neto?
Yes, thank you.
All righty. With that, I think unless there is an objection, we can move on to our last main agenda item, which is the future work scope of the commission. In that vein, I will just to get the discussion started, I think that I would definitely like to hear more presentations again. I know that we really kind of choked that off when we, felt kind of overwhelmed with presentations and felt like we, really wanted to be able to focus more on something. But I think at this point, I would like to hear more about kind of what's going on. I brought up a few times wanting to hear more from, developers and builders and others on the ground who are, really experiencing what it's like to build, whether it's, affordable housing or, anything in between. That's something I would love to see. I think there are a lot of other things that would be useful. I mean, to me, we talked about this a little as well. It seems like, the housing market has changed some over the past, 6 to 12 months. And, I'd like to hear more about, what the housing market looks like. And, also, the city and the county have done a lot over the past few years to, deal with zoning and, address a lot of these issues. I'd love to know like what the kind of picture looks like now that some of these changes have been made. Where do things stand? How much have things changed for the better, and kind of what still needs to be addressed. That's kind of what is in my head. And then, I think also the subcommittees need to meet a few times. And as we meet as subcommittees, again, I do think that there's some good crossover and synergy between what the two subcommittees are doing. So maybe we could dedicate a little more time in our main meetings to having kind of cross subcommittee discussions so that we're kind of connected as we move forward. So those are just a few ideas off the top of my head, and this is just kind of to get the conversation going. So, with that, are there any thoughts, ideas, comments about what we should be working on over the next however long, whatever time horizon we're looking at? Yeah, go ahead, Anne.
Thanks. Yeah, we discussed the presentations as well, and I think pretty much agreed that they are really important. We also talked about having kind of a variety. So ensuring that we're actually listening to people who are affected by the issues on the table, as well as those working to support, whether it be local service providers, developers. I also think, to my point earlier, sort of what's going on nationally, potentially bringing in somebody, because we're on Zoom, it's so easy now, innovative practices, those kinds of things. There was a comment, because I wasn't there when we did presentations in the past, about some of them could be pretty deadly. In past commissions I've worked on, there's like a 20-minute limit, which then enables people to talk about it and have discourse. So really limit the presentation so they're not an hour and a half long. But I think it's really important that as a commission we hear from the broader community.
What else, y'all?
Maybe if we could bring in someone from the state level, like maybe a good contact from the governor's office. And I don't exactly know what they present, but maybe just to make contact and establish a relationship with this whole group.
Thanks, Serena. Robert?
Just spending some time really just understanding the work we all do, what moves us, what drives us, and what is it that we're doing. I think that would also inform us as a, it builds our team,
Great idea. That would also be an easy thing to do for our next meeting if, we all wanted to have an opportunity to take, 5 minutes or 10 minutes to, discuss what we do in our professional lives and how that kind of intersects with the commission, if it does. That might be cool. Other thoughts?
Beer.
Did you just say beer?
Yeah, I just said beer.
That's what I thought, and I love it.
Could meet in person and have, if you drink, beer or soda or many shots of tequila, it's more of an interesting. I'll be quiet now.
Mindy, you're really setting the table for the rest of the year. I love it. Literally setting the table, I guess, as it were. Anything else, guys? Go ahead, Anne.
Hi, sorry, I know I talk too much.
No, keep going.
I was just thinking to your point about the two committees, and I absolutely agree. I think there's incredible synergy. And I would love to see us think about how does our committee support the work that your committee's doing and vice versa. And I think even in terms of who we bring in, we again I mentioned we talk back and forth about advocacy, and then you're talking about development and what's going on at the state level. So I think it would be really interesting for the two committees to meet, map out kind of what we feel our next steps are, and then somehow bring either just the chairs together to discuss or the whole committees to discuss, and then together map out, okay, what does that mean for the rest of our year in terms of who do we bring in to speak and what areas we focus on. I really love that rather than just sort of separating and doing our own thing. So I would love to see us somehow figure out how we can coordinate what we're doing together.
What about this? I love that. And considering both subcommittees are going to meet between now and the next full commission meeting, why don't we in our subcommittees think about that? How can we work together? What is and your subcommittee think that the development subcommittee can how can we work together and vice versa? And maybe we can put like 30 minutes or something like that on the agenda at the next meeting for that kind of cross subcommittee conversation after we've had our each subcommittee has had their first meeting. And then I really do love the idea of maybe taking 30 minutes as well. And I'm just kind of throwing out time spans, but of Robert's idea of us taking a few minutes to talk about what we do and kind of the work that we do, whether that's professionally or otherwise connects to the commission and kind of why we're here. And I love that idea and think it could help build a little bit more continuity and chemistry with the group. I mean, I think if we did that for 30 minutes a piece, maybe even a little bit longer, that would be quite a bit of a meeting. Because I don't know how much I mean, maybe we could. I guess I just don't know that between now and the next meeting, based on kind of what we're talking about, that we would be able to, come up with and invite folks to come and present to us at the next meeting. I mean, obviously, if some folks have some ideas, we could certainly, invite some folks to come and present to us. But I don't know, how does that sound for kind of a loose agenda for the next commission meeting? And then I think, obviously, we can kind of that will be an ongoing conversation about where we go as a commission over the next 6 to 12 months or whatever the case may be. So maybe it's really an ongoing conversation. We kind of did enough work this commission meeting to have our at least goalpost for the next month or so to figure out where we go for the whole commission. Is there anything else for the next commission meeting that would be good for our agenda, kind of based on either the two kind of blocks that we're talking about here, or other things that might enhance what we're talking about, or just kind of other things for the agenda? Off the top of anybody's head?
One thing I would note, and Jay, I mentioned this earlier. So the commission officially expires in July. We have every intention to support extending it, but there could be an opportunity to, that could be like a consent agenda put forward to mayor and council, but it also could be an opportunity to get on a study session and both possibly discuss the previous recommendations and memo around homelessness, but also could be an opportunity to present and get feedback on the new directions committee structure. So just an idea that could be we would need to get that approved again before July, but that could be a next topic.
I think that's a great idea. I love that.
Me too.
Mindy, do you had your hand up as well, didn't you? Did you have a comment?
Yeah, but I forgot what it is. So.
Well, when it comes back to you, you can pop right in. Kenny, go ahead.
I was wondering if we could get the last set of recommendations emailed out again. I was searching for it, had a little bit of trouble finding it. But yeah,
Absolutely.
just to review that before.
Absolutely.
I'll get that out.
I kind of sense that we have talked this out as much as we're going to today in terms of the agenda item, future work scope of CEHD. Are there any other comments before we move on? Because we can certainly move on and try and get out of here a little bit early. Okay, I am not hearing any other comments. So why don't we move on to next steps, which the purpose is to discuss next steps and future agenda items, which we have done. So that is good. Check that off. I think we also know the upcoming subcommittee meetings. What about the working groups as well? Weren't there two? Wasn't there an ad hoc and then the mobile home task force? What am I missing?
Jay, the Mobile Home Task Force is did meet and will meet in May. The group is going to meet every other month. The other group, that was the Housing Fund
Oh,
Advisory
Housing
Group.
Trust Fund.
Housing
So
Trust Fund.
I guess that's done basically then, right?
We'll double check. Ben, do you know if that group is still going to meet?
So I think we did our recommendations, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, my understanding is that's done. Yeah, I don't know of any further work there.
Okay. The next thing under next steps. The next Pima County Regional Affordable Housing Commission meeting is Friday, April 17th at 8:30 a.m. And there is a link to that on the agenda. And then our next commission meeting is Thursday, May 7th from 4 to 6 via Zoom. And to the point of meeting in person, I know that we were going to try and do that. What did we say, quarterly? And I think we are probably due. I don't know if next meeting we could meet in person or June, but didn't we say that we were going to try and meet quarterly in person? I
Yes.
kind of,
What do we meet in person?
Do y'all want to try and meet in person next meeting?
May 7th is I won't be able to attend.
Maybe we can kind of put that out there to the group to see if there is interest. Robert, what were you going to say?
Because this
I
may be
mean,
the day.
oh.
Going out to go play.
Bring the tequila. What are you talking about, Mindy? Come on.
Okay.
I want to
Go
be in Phoenix that day. That's what I was saying.
ahead.
Maybe we could shoot for June in person since it gives folks more time to plan for that.
Sure, that sounds good. Okay, well, why don't we do that and try and get on track with some in-person meetings? At this point, we'll do May virtually and then see if we can rally in June for an in-person meeting. Those are the only next steps that I have on the agenda. Is there anything else regarding next steps, either from commissioners or staff?
What else on my end?
Just a reminder, it's Fair Housing Month.
That's right. April is Fair Housing Month. Thanks, Neto.
You're welcome. And HCD social media will be promoting Fair Housing Month through April. On April 18th, there will be a housing information bar a fair barbecue at Freedom Park. It's part of our Thrive in the 29, and HCD will and Southwest Fair Housing will be out there promoting fair housing and housing in general. That's Freedom Park. That's going to be from 1 to 3. Let me check real quick. Yes, from 1 to 3 p.m. at Freedom Park on East 29th Street. Come on, have some barbecue.
Don't eat meat.
Bring the tequila, Mindy. We're good.
That I can
Awesome. Thanks for that, Neto.
do.
Appreciate that. Anything else before we adjourn? All right, everybody.
I
Thanks
got
so much.
one thing.
Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Bear down. Go Cats.
Who's
Bear
going
down. Bear down.
to
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for a great meeting, everybody. Looking forward to our work going forward. And with that, we are adjourned.
Good night,
Everybody.
everybody. What's in my job?